Proverbs chapter 18. A man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expression in his own heart. When the wicked comes, contempt comes also, and with dishonor comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are deep waters. The wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. It is not good to show partially to the wicked or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lip enter into contentions, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of the soul. The words of the talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body. He who is slothful in his work is a brother to him who is a great destroyer. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall in his own esteem. Before the destruction, the heart of a man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to it. The spirit of a man will sustain him in his sickness, but who can bear a broken spirit? The heart of the prudent acquires knowledge, and the ears of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The first one to plead his cause seems right until his neighbor comes and examines him. Casting lots causes contentions to cease and keep the mighty apart. A brother offended is harder to win than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord. The poor man uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer to a brother. I just want to make a comment. I just completed my second season with the Canadian Bible Institute, and we finished Hebrews. And at the end of Hebrews, the message was from the Lord is to brotherly love. Love one another, brotherly love. So that is the will of the Lord. The spirit of brotherhood, loving one another through brotherly love, is the will of the people because it is the will of God. My name is Mr. McDougall, and welcome to the Powerhouse Method. The Powerhouse Method is a online classroom, got tools and equipment. There's about 40 different skills for all Canadians to grow and develop. I don't need to charge anyone anything, but we are a business and we need to get paid and make money. So, but our tools here are more philanthropic in our approach. Now, on the other side, what I'm learning, there's a lot of people that don't want to do the online classroom. They just want to literally pay me money, bags of money. So you can also pay me bags of money, and I'll do work for you as well. So online classroom powerhouse method is prosperous. It produces results, and it just works, period. Have a great day. God bless.